Begin the current daf, Mesef Tzchulin daf Chav Tes. Begin the basic Tes Matzah. Begin the Gemara. Imkin, if that's the case, wait. Have a lay avoid the ba'achiv. If it was ma'akiv to do the whole thing, then actually would be doing avoid with someone else, and it has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So Tes have a Matzah and Lemifrach. The Gemara could have asked another question. Imkin, if that's the case, have a lay shchid b'shnayim. That means to say the shchid is being done by two people. Because kiven dimloy merik pasul, if you tell me that if you don't do finish it off, it's going to be pasul. So that means to say it's part of the shechita. Now ve'in shnayim shechitin bezevach echad, and you can't have two people slaughtering one carbon nafil bezechazeh, even one after the other. Could the mukhli come and shmite? Like it's obvious later on in the sugya that the gemara brings at the end of the amid that you see that it's forbidden. It's forbidden to do that. And vim tamitay says. Another question. So that's what the Gemara Kedavos asked. Now, umai kashale mavoida ba'acher. Now, what's really the question by someone else doing an avoida? There's an opinion who holds. And for the shchid is par kohen gadol bazar. Even the slaughtering of the kohen gadol's own power is kashu with a non kohen. And here with the mashchita. The fellow man, the apostle, even the one who holds it disqualified. How do you dafka pari? That's specifically his part. The kosel lechavis and mikipurim. That's coming exclusively for mikipurim. The koyel aron v'chukah. The terminology is aron v'chukah, which tells you ma'akim has to be done with the kohen gadol. Tumit, but the daily sacrifice, the leishayf lechavis and mikipurim. That it's not associated with the obligation of mikipurim. But the koyel aron v'chukah that doesn't have the terminology aron v'chukah on it. Lo, it doesn't have to be. So what's the problem if part of the avodah is being which is shchita, which is not the power of mikipurim, done by someone else? But so rabbinically, it is disqualified, and that would be our question. Then why does someone have to finish it off? Now, but what do you mean? We said in the Mishnah, Hashoich, it's b'di'evin. Even chulin l'kitchil, you have to do the entirety. So why are you asking by kachim? But kamakam is still, since it's pushing it, we really want it to be all him, and there's so much to do, we shouldn't have it to be done by someone else, and that's what he's saying. So then why are you finishing it off? It says, Master, to begin with the words of the Gemara, Omer Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, "Mishmei the Levi Saba, and his machlekes Rabbi Yechonon ain't l'shchita l'besayif. Shchita only happens at the end." So Tais is bothered. He says, "Avgav the Rabbis really halachim perik based as vachem. Even the Rabbah holds like this, and the second perik is vachem avlamen ben Aleph. So that would seem to be the halacha is like this, and that's what Tais is coming to address the question. He says, "Afilachi, even so, the chashavli it's not counted b'hadi tlas with the three halachas halacha Rish Lakish the Gav Rabbi Yechonon that we pass like Rish Lakish and not Rabbi Yechonon Rish perik achel tzimam avlamen vavmen alav." Why isn't this also number four? Mishum dehach mishmei de Levi amr Rish Lakish. That actually it's not his own teaching. It was the name of Levi. It's those that explicitly that maybe Rish Lakish doesn't hold like this. So even though we pass like this, we're not saying it in those things that we hold like Rish Lakish and not like Rabbi Yechonon. Like it says, Master, begin with the words of Gemara, Kagan Shashacha, Tzim and Echab HaChutz. That's where the machlekes is. If Shchit is Mechilab at Saif, if you slaughter one pipe outside and then one of them inside. So, Pesh Bekun Drashi explains, what are we talking about? But I've Kachim, we're talking about regarding a bird of Kachim. That's what Rabbi Yisuf was explaining, that even though Oila Saif is only with two pipes, but Lamaisi did a Maisachata Saif, so that therefore. You could be chay b'chutz. Says Tosaf of Kashlim Perushin. It's difficult according to his interpretation because the might time of the manda potas. What's the reason of the one who holds you exempt? Kiven de mlike b'chutz lo mechayev el b'shchita. So you can't say that you're chayev on anything outside because there's no chiv of mlike b'chutz. It's only on shchita. If that's the case, v'arei also hechsha shchita b'chutz. So you already did a valid shchita on the outside because that's what shchita always is. Is talking about bachutz, so everyone holds it's going to be kasha, and the Rabbi Yosef Nami, even according to Rabbi Yosef, also aloma leila minkat. Why does he have to say should it also the ma'isa chatzis alif? Oh, because you did a ma'isa chatzis which is one simon. Habalila meimer should have said very simply b'shem dehechsh shchitas alif b'simon echad. The regular chulin is a shchitas with one simon. Boy, more of a dinok. Rabbi Yosef says that the echad bachutz ve'echad befnim nami b'sula. That, oh, there it's also going to be puzzle. Mashvat sounds like a shneim b'fnim k'sher, but if both were inside, it would be kosher. But v'yim b'oif, but again, it's like Rashi, we're talking about a bird. Actually, the validity is never going to be, even with both, with shchita. Inside, birds are only valid with malika.
So v'chayiv avlele minkert v'le psula should have said chayiv and not pasul, because pasul infers that inside is going to be kosher, which is not. So b'nir lefarish rather says it seems to explain the ayib behema, not to my like oiv like rashi, it's talking about an animal. Psula the nukar rabbi yisrael loved afka. That you're right, the wording is not precise. Psula the chayiv nami lukuliyama. Yeah, according to everyone, be chayiv because the chayuv aleka. Because if there's no chiyuv, him can look at pligtaya b'semenechad b'chutz v'semechad b'fnim, and pligi b'chiyuva. So my mind muki lo b'miyut saman b'chutz v'gomer b'fnim. Why would we say it's such a case? As the Gemara ultimately ends up saying, rather obviously it proves taisa that just like regarding pasul, Rabbi Yisrael holds that if you shech one siman b'chutz one b'fnim, according to everyone's going to be pasul. So then regarding chiyuv, the pasul is going to be chayiv. And now once we're talking about an animal, so it makes sense that there is a man d'omer holds you're going to be pasul when you shech one siman in the chutz. Because a hechsher behema is not with one siman. To the contrary, they can chiddush according to one that you can michay. Because since regarding chatz oiv, it's considered shechita with one siman. Same thing regarding behema, it's considered as shechita b'chutz, and you're going to be chayv.
But then says Tosef, tell me, we're going to say Tosef asks us to take a second look. It says, wait, b'slave perikin at the end of the perikin of memam beit gabahod tanya. Learn the brayis hashoyches b'shchatas b'shabbes b'chutz laboitz kachavim. Someone does a lot of things wrong. So he slaughters a chatas on Shabbos, out of the Azara, for purpose of idolatry. So chayav gimel chatas is chayav for these three different sins, a separate karbonas chatas. Muki law, and the Gemara explains, we're talking about chatas oif, by a bird chatas. So yechatzik on the pogum, where half of the trachea was already cut. Voisil b'kosho, and he adds on just a little bit, to also cool about where they're all happening at the same time. And that's why we pick a chatav, and we don't just pick a carbon, because by other carbonists, michishachat, siman echel, but it's kechavim asa, because the moment you slaughter one of the pipes, it's already going to be forbidden. And then you wouldn't be able to be also liable for slaughtering it outside. So it says, wait, bahashti akati, but still, now based on what we're saying, given the behemna mechai b'siman echad, even by an animal, we're saying, the way Tais is explaining the Surginali Grashi, chayv even one siman, mishum shchuti chutz, for slaughtering outside. Lishmin zebach, why can't you say regular carbon? Bechatzi kanapogim, where half the trachea was already cut. Bavagar the b'siman echad, mechayv mishum shabbos, although that for one siman echad for shabbos, like tikkun klum, because you didn't fix anything that way. It's not edible. Mabaka, who cares? Mikamokam kashig misimin sheni. When you finish the second simon, meal chayim mishav shabbos. Then you'll chayim for shabbos, even though it's not happening at the same time. So why wouldn't you be chayim three chatos even by regular carbon? If you're shemitah, you can say is no. The had mechayim b'simon echad. Ha'chad. This is what we say with one simon, you're going to be chayim. Hainim b'shem degomar sheni b'finim. That's because ultimately you finish the second simon on the inside. Aval hasam over there, the Arab Shaykh al-Bez Kachav, and it's talking about that you're slaughtering for idolatrous purposes. Mekim and the Nesr, the Simon region, once it's forbidden by the first Simon, like Chashav Simon Shani, the cutting the second Simon is not considered like a Makal Chatach Bav, it's like cutting in the earth. Favakamay in the Skalkal Beshchita, Dam Besamach, it's like the case of when the Shchita gets ruined, where the Gemara tells us shortly, the Glor Milsal Mafreya, the Lav Shchita Iklal, that it wasn't a Shchita at all, got Bepar like by the case of the Paraduma. And therefore, it wouldn't be anything. Even Laman Dama Metchil Vat Saif. That's why the Gemara that picks Dafka bird, where the validity is with one simon, and then you could have all the halachas, even though because Avodah Zarah is also with the one simon, it's happening at the same time. That's what Rashi also explains later on the Memam Beis the Maschil Mechatech. Next says Maschil to begin with the word the Gemara Irab Psul B'Shchitasa. There was a disqualification in the Shchita. That's why we say it's always going to be Torah and conscious to Zrika. So Petrak and Rashi explains, we're talking about Kagoyin Nisnabla, for example, we came in the veil during the Shechita. And there wasn't a valid Shechita at all, so there was no avoid here of the Shechita. But meantime, Farshi says, not even Psul Shemalach Acher, it's a disqualification of doing some other work at the same time. Because that is Dumya, similar to the case of the Hazah, that also it's gonna disqualify the Para. And there for sure the kilkel is because you did some other malacha. So here by shechita also, it's not like the way Rashi explains, it's because you're doing some other malacha. And the proof of this is because the amrit b'shechita, because if you think to say b'shechita nami yishchalik b'malacha, there's a difference if you're doing work, that's the disqualification because Rashi is only differentiating regarding this nablo, so it's not like, okay, if it was because of doing malacha, the difference between before it became disqualified after, so im kem tez kez lifli b'shechita asma, then you can make the same differentiation shechita itself. So my mind nukar azah, why would we pick specifically azah? Obviously, that because, no, b'shechita, it doesn't make a difference, koidim hapsula after, even if it's regarding malacha acheres. Now, tez abad, b'avag avdai, b'psula malacha, so wait a second, even though we're talking about psula of doing malacha, And as he comes to address the question, still the Gemara says very well, shortly, that it says, oh, it's different when it became ruined during the Shechita, the Glo Milzal Mafrei, because retroactively it's revealed, that it wasn't a Shechita at all. Because the Kiva Neskalkala, so that's what says Vav, what I mean, it was a valid Shechita, just because of doing Malach Acher, so that's what it says, no, the Kiva Neskalkala, since it got ruined, it became like, that means it never was done appropriately, the Shechita, with validity. And if it's considered a kilkel neshchita itself. But when there's a disqualification regarding the spraying of the blood, ain't lachash that you don't have to be concerned the kvanasa shchita bekashas. At least that the shchita was done with validity. So even though it's the same type of psul, they are different. No, he says, not to begin with the words, the Gemara, Trey Gavri, Uchad Zivcha Kamen, wait, talking about two people with one carbon? Oh, that's not supposed to be done. Rosh Tosfos says, Tamer to one, because our Karchach, Shalei Yu, Beis Sheikh, and Zivcha Echad, this halacha, that two people shouldn't be slaughtering one carbon. I look at Chil, it's only initially, but the Abed Kasher, after the fact, it is valid. Come Echad Sheikh, Beis Zivachim, just like when one person slaughters two carbons, the Mukhalel, which the Gemara previously, Anaman Alf explains, that Masnit and the Sheikh, Beis Rosham, Ke Echad, Shechitasik Sheir, that when one person slaughters two heads at the same time, Meshchit is getting Mekasher, that's Bekachim. That's the case, then the evidence that both of these cases work. Akati lifting back to the para. So why can't you differentiate regarding the validity of the para? That but the evidence that would be the difference. We can say the kibna kachila asa, since initially it's forbidden. Musla shchichi. This is considered as something that is not common because a person would not do it not the way it's supposed to be done. And Avigav the Parach, even though the Gemara ultimately asks Olif like bebeisadorim that we should differentiate regarding when there's two different kerchiefs. Well, that's not so common. So it says, yeah, it's still more common than two people slaughtering Shalai P'din, because like it's that's awesome.